Sí.
Hey, is this Stephen?
It
Hey, this is Sam Jones from Arbor Design Agency. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. Is this a good time to talk to you, if you are available?
Yeah, this will work.
Alright, actually I'll just let you know that I'm your project manager, right? And I will be definitely help you out to get your project done. So, if you don't mind, actually I spoke with Thomas, right, regarding your project, like your stock market and all that stuff. So, can you let me know a little bit about your business, like what you are looking for exactly, so you and I on the same page, if you make sure.
Yeah, sure. So, this is in support of business that is does, I guess, I'll say training and guidance as it relates to trading stock options in the options market.
So, can you confirm me, like you are like you're providing consultation or what you want exactly? Just take an example, being a customer, I am a customer, I visit your site.
Yep.
So, what I will do, what is my exactly purpose to visit your site, to just
Yeah.
get the consultation? Like, let's take an example, you are offering two or three services, right? Or I just go ahead and fill out the form and you will provide me consultation on video or over the call, or is there any other thing you want to do or I would do on your website?
No, it's not consultation at all. This is more of a, it's intended to be more of an informational website, dynamic informational website. As you probably are aware, the stock market changes on a moment by moment basis. And the intention is to be able to provide, as close to real time information as possible about various aspects of, I'll say, trade opportunities, trade ideas that exist at any point in time. So people would be coming to the website to obtain information and reduce or eliminate a lot of the manual research that would normally need to take place.
So basically those details will come from the API key, and as you mentioned in your brief form, like you have the API key and we will you have account on there and you will provide me that, am I right?
I believe so. I believe it contains the information that is required at this point. I mean, I probably wasn't as prepared as I needed to be when I reached out to your organization yesterday just to get an idea of what your capabilities were. And the salesperson was fairly pushy, let's just say, to get me to commit to at least developing I'll say wireframes or design to see whether or not it's something that you guys could even do or would work for what it is that we're trying to accomplish. And I hadn't had the opportunity to prepare everything that I was hoping to prepare for it. So, I did what I could. What last night, night before last, to respond to your form, but there's probably some aspects of it that are still undefined or in the process of being defined.
Okay, no, that's not an issue. Definitely, I will provide you the designs, and definitely according to your designs, we will work on. But at this moment, I'm trying to exactly understand the purpose of the site, right? As you mentioned to me, it will be the stock market, real-time changes, the stock and each and everything. Okay, that would be happen on your site, right? No problem. It will be depends on the API key, as you mentioned on your brief form. So according to the brief form, according to the API that you have mentioned, I already researched on it and I opened that website, and definitely those website or those provider are allowing to get the API key and those information, what they are showing, and what the information you want to show on your website, they are allowing us to get the API key and those information we can show on your site on real time. So it's keep changes. That's not an issue, right? I already researched on that. So what next, right? Once I will show all the things on your website, like real-time changes, stock market, each and everything, right? Then what next? If I'm a customer, I come over your site, I see all the things like a stock table, pricing is being changing in real time. So what I will do, I will just see that, or I will go ahead and create my account on your website, and then I will just talk to you, or you will get back to me for some reasons. What?
So, I would expect that a user would need an account in order to accept the terms and conditions of the site and acknowledge, you know, the disclaimer and so forth.
Okay. Right?
Because it's going to provide information that is assumed to be accurate, but, you know, there's always the chance that it's not accurate. And it's intended to provide trading guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, that, you know, that guidance may work and it may not work. And so, as I mentioned, it's primarily focused on trades around companies' earnings. And there are different strategies that are used to trade successfully around a company's earnings. And so what would be presented would be information about companies that have upcoming earnings announcements, that have earnings announcements that are happening effectively today, and maybe announcements that happened yesterday. And there, because of the market reaction to that announcement, there may be a trade opportunity associated with that. And so the intent is to be able to surface those high probability trade opportunities and then allow the user to be able to explore, okay, if this is an opportunity, high probability opportunity, what are the different ways that I can potentially trade that using options?
Of course, I really got your point, right? Are you front of in your computer or laptop or desktop?
I can be. I'm not at the moment, but I can be.
If it's possible to you, if you are comfortable, so can you come on in front of your laptop or desktop? So you can open this talk, earning.com, so we can discuss the things. So we make sure you and I are on the same.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm in front of my computer now.
Can you open stockearnings.com?
What's that URL again?
Stockearning.com.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding.
Stockearnings.com.
Stockearning. Oh yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's one of the sites that I had given you.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
So you see on the home page, on the top line, you're having a ticker, like there's a stocks, like gold, Bitcoin, each and everything there. It's keep changing on real time. And if you scroll down, there is a upcoming notable earning, right? So
also yep.
Coming from the API, and it's also keep changing on real time. Is same goes to post notable earning analysis, and same goes to to other things, right? So
yeah,
right. If I am a customer, actually, the purpose to get you on this website actually, if I'm a customer right now, I open this website, so I see all the earnings and I see all the announcement, stock prices, and each and everything. So I will definitely go ahead and sign up for that, okay? If I will go ahead and sign up, do you have an account on this website or any other website? Do you, or you don't have any?
I do not have an account on this website.
So you just think about it as a customer. You just come over to this site and you see all the things. So what you will do it after that, right? You will just go ahead and sign up, or you just review the thing and you will just contact me back, or you just go to the website and just fill out the form and there's some you will get some consultation from the, you know, from the website or anything. So what you will do, what's your next step being a customer?
Yeah, at least initially, it's, you know, I don't know that there's, you know, for this initial iteration of it, I haven't even thought about the monetization of it. And, you know, so the primary thing, at least right now, is to get people to use it, and not really monetize it at this point. I anticipate that we will monetize it at some point in the future.
Okay. So at this sorry, I apologize to interrupt you.
Yeah, I was just gonna say at this point I don't anticipate that there's a monetization, but I would like to capture people's information. People that, you know, have come to the site and are utilizing the information for whatever reason.
Okay, so it seems like you will just want, you basically want to provide the information to your clients, whoever will visit your site, right? If somebody wants to discuss more, or somebody wants to, you know, invest something in stock, or somebody wants something like a Bitcoin or any other coins, right? So they will contact you back and you will assist them, right? That you exactly are willing to do through your website?
I mean, we're not going to be selling stock.
It's not like that. I'm saying that if I want any stock or any, you know, Bitcoin or any other things, right? So I just come over your side, I see all the things like real-time earning or real-time stock changes at each and everything. And if I'm willing to get something, so I will definitely fill out the form and get the consultation from you. And you will assist me, you will provide the training. You will provide me the training like, yeah, Sam, you should do this way. You should buy this coin or this stock. That would be more beneficial in the future, and something like that, something like a training or consultation to provide to clients to get better stock or, you know, other stuff. Is what exactly doing or willing to do?
I could do that, but it's not a requirement for this initial, you know, MVP, if you will.
Okay.
I mean, the stock earnings site that I referred to and that, and, you know, we're looking at right now, I think is a, you know, I mean, it's, as I mentioned, it's the number one, I'll say, competitor, if you will, but, you know, we don't have any presence today, and I don't anticipate that we would, you know, have everything that this site has today, but, you know, through time I would expect to be able to incorporate a lot of the same functionality that exists on this site, although, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but
basically whatever you just said, right, it seems like it just wants to show the real-time things on your website. That's it. Right?
Correct.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Anything else needs to be doing?
Yeah.
Also, in this way, right, you are saying you want to just, you know, sign up and something, you want to show all the things, right? But if I may ask you, so how you will be start earning through the website? So you don't want to be a... I'm saying, in this way, you will not be earn anything. So how would you like to earn?
Correct.
You don't want to earn anything
yeah,
through
like
your
I
website?
Said, not initially, no.
You're not.
No,
but
it's not an e-commerce type website.
No,
I'm not, at least initially, I'm not selling any information. I would like to offer this as a free service, if you will, and there may be at some point in the future, you know, an additional tier that offers other capabilities that would require a paid subscription.
Mm-hmm.
But for the initial cut at it right now, it's basically a free information service with trade guidance. In the future, we may offer classes for sale. We may offer some premium analysis. We may offer, a web-based trading room. We may offer, there's just a whole host of things that could be offered in a premium service in the future. But what I'm trying to do right now is just determine whether or not, you know, a base level of high value information is in fact something that would attract users to it.
So at this moment, you want to just show the information to your client free of cost. You're not charging anything on it.
Not initially.
Yep.
Like I say, I mean, I'd want it to be built, you know, in
uh-huh.
such a way
uh-huh.
that those capabilities could be added. There would be tiered-based subscriptions, you know, there may be a free subscription, a base-level monthly subscription. There may be a premier pro level subscription, that type of thing in the future, but not that's not what I'm looking for right now.
Okay. So
but I wouldn't want it designed in a way that prevented that from being the case.
Okay, so let's do one thing in this way. Right now you don't want any subscription model or anything else, right? So let's do one thing. We just keep make it simple, the design, because at this moment whatever you have just said and whatever we had it in the discussion, right? So according to the discussion and according to whatever the information you just mentioned, right, we will go ahead and design your website and show all the information, whatever your information you want to show to your clients, right? And then whenever you need to be add the subscription model and other stuff, we will talk about that then. Fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
but like I say, I do want just basic login information. You know, I would want people to have an account. It would be a free account, and they would need to accept the disclaimer.
Okay. And would you like to track your users, whoever sign up on your site or whoever not?
Yes, I would.
You would. So how
yes.
would you like to track your users? Like they need to be create an account or you can track it out through Google Analytics or any other?
No, I would like for them to have an account that I could track this, you know, basically.
Like
an,
how many
an
do you
email
have?
Address.
How many users have signed up on it?
I don't know how many users. I'm guessing, you know, initially it's going to be a small number. right? I mean, it's not,
so,
not tens of thousands. It, you know, it may be, I don't know. You know, I mean, that's part of what we're trying to figure out.
5 to 10, yeah, it just depends. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. And so login information. Okay, so if the client will log in, so in their dashboard, in their profile, what information, what option would you like to give them?
From the user that logs in?
Like if
their
I
name, first and last name, and email address at a minimum.
And
I mean, I think that's the basic information, at least initially.
Gotcha.
I don't want to make it too onerous, or you know, just requiring people to provide too much information just to log in. I want the name and email address, and they would have to acknowledge that they have read the disclaimer.
Gotcha.
And so we'd need to track that they've accepted the disclaimer.
Okay, so basically the purpose of this site is that to give the announcement or news to the clients, right? Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah. Did you have a question?
Yes. So according to the brief form, you have mentioned like hagginglab.com. Is that hagginglab.com?
That's where the API comes from.
Yes. So do you have an account here? Have you already set up for that?
I do.
Oh, great.
I do. Yes.
So if you don't mind, would you like to share your username and password so we need to get API key and other stuff? You don't need to worry about that. It's secure.
I don't, you know, let me see if I can find that. I mean, my passwords are all saved, so I don't have to experiment with it to see.
No problem. Take your time. Right after this call, you will find out, right, and you will share with me. No problem. I'm not in a rush, okay? That's why.
Yeah.
So now I have discussed all the things, right? And so far, let me explain you the procedure, or like how the procedure we will follow and get your website done. We have a 4 steps to complete your website, right? Let's say the first step is that we receive a brief form. I will go ahead and create a design for you, like one or two initial designs, right? And I will share with you the designs right there along with the, I will go ahead and use the stock images and demo text on that right now at the moment. And once you approve the layout of the website, then we will move to the second step. And the second step would be to create inner pages. Like the inner pages means like whatever the page you have mentioned in your brief form, let's say home, strategies, about us, FAQ, and disclaimer. These are the pages you want, right? Or you want to add some more pages.
I'll probably want to add some more, but I'll need to. Can I just update the document, or how do I communicate that with you?
Yeah, no problem. Whatever the pages you want to be added, right, you will let us know. I will go ahead definitely add those pages for you. No, not an issue. Okay, and for now, I use these 4 or 5 pages for you. And then You have mentioned other thing as well, the drop-down menu. Let me see where is that. Here it is. Under the strategies is that like a pre-announce, day of announcement, and a post-announce. That would be under strategies, am I right?
Correct. There will be different strategies for each of those.
So basically, whenever somebody will click on the strategy, so the new page will be appear under that, having these three strategies, like day of announce, post of announce, and pre-announce. Am I right?
I'm not sure that we're talking the same on that.
On the main page,
I would expect very similar, though, you know, a different design and a different, I want to be pretty selective, because if you look at stocksearning.com,
mm-hmm.
It's upcoming notable earnings, and there are literally thousands of companies that announce earnings on any given day. And so in order to limit the list, I want to be able to define from which pool of stocks we actually provide the information on. So it's going to be limited. It's going to be, maybe a couple hundred stocks, maybe 250. I don't know. I haven't actually gone through the list at this point. But so, on that page, on the stocks earnings page, they have, upcoming notable earnings, and when you scroll down, there's post notable earnings analysis, which is, in some respects, that post earnings piece that I referred to, and then there's a day of earnings, right? There's three different categories of lists that I would like to be able to provide.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing two on their site.
Okay, but the thing is, these complete details, let's say on the stock earning website, this upcoming notable earning. Here is the companies,
yep.
Right? So these companies or these data will be come from the API that you will provide me?
The data around the earnings date or other data elements that are available by way of the API would come from the API, but the actual stocks that are listed there would come from a master list.
And that list will
I need to be able to provide and or manage a master list of symbols.
Gotcha. Right. And can you click on any of the company from the upcoming notable?
Yes.
Tesla?
Yes. Yes.
And you see
the
earning date, overview. Is an overview.
Yeah, and there may be, some things that we would provide there. The primary thing, what I was trying to articulate in the document that I sent was, when you click on Tesla, for instance, my primary objective is to not necessarily provide this You know, the overview, the earnings data, or the earnings date that they have here, the EPS chart, the historical earnings data. I mean, some of that's interesting, but that's available through tons of different sources. And so my primary objective at on once I click on a specific stock is to provide a list of trade ideas for that earnings announcement. All right, so Tesla announced earnings today, right? So if I'm on this site, if I'm on my site, whatever, you know, I would have in this upcoming notable earnings, it would be earnings announced today or something like that, right? So if I go here today, it's only showing those that are today. And when you click on load more at the bottom of that screen, it's got tomorrow, which are, and then if you load more again, it's got Friday and whatever, you know, I mean, it's got a number of different stocks that are announcing over the course of the rest of this week.
Of course. And eventually this coming from the API key, right? It's not to be data which we provide and upload. It's coming eventually coming from the API, no problem.
And well, the mm-hmm. data around the data around the ticker, but I believe that the API requires you to send a symbol that then it returns the information around that stock symbol.
Yes,
right. I don't believe it gives you just the list of all. I don't know. I haven't delved into the API coding and all of its capabilities.
The point is they don't provide a list to us, right? Actually, as you mentioned to me, you have an account there. So every account has a separate API key to pull up the data. So I want that API key, that's it, right? So what we will do, we will create a complete function in the back end that is called a custom function, right? And in that function, I will go ahead, because I know I already done in past, right, such kind of projects, so I know very well. So I will go ahead and create those functions, right? And in that function, I will go ahead and upload or integrate the API key. So once I will go ahead and create the function and integrate the API key, so all the data automatically, whatever the data that website is offering to show, right, so the same that the same data will show on your website.
Correct.
So it depends on the function. So I know very well how to code that function, so I will go ahead and create for that function for you, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And as you are mentioning that when somebody will click on this Tesla or any other company. So you don't want to see this overview, earning data, EPS chart, and so on and so on. You don't want such kind of...
Not initially. This is really focused more on providing actionable trade ideas. And so when I click on it, the page that gets displayed are actionable trade ideas that then need to be formulated based on that data.
Mm-hmm, got you. Okay, so at this moment we need to be focused on that to show the data to the clients, that's it. At this moment, initially we need to focus on that, right? Just we need to discover the API key and show the data to the clients. They can see the stock and each and everything, that's it.
Well, it's the actionable trade ideas that's the most important element of this. Certainly, you know, having those three buckets of different trade opportunities and the stocks whose earnings announcements are aligned to those three buckets is the first criteria, but then once a particular stock, say Tesla, would have shown up today, I would have clicked on Tesla, and it would have then showed me, okay, I can, based on all this data associated with Tesla earnings, here's the way, the ways in which I might be able to trade that. Okay.
Okay. So, okay, I do understand that. So what I will do, eventually let me summarize all the things. We will go ahead and create a design for you. And once you approve the design, then we will start developing the thing. On the home page, we will just show the three sections, which is a pre-announce, post-announce, and what was the last one?
Day of announce,
right? So these three sections, I will go ahead and show it, right? And the data will come from the API key. And then you need to track all the clients, like who is visited on your site. So they need to be logged in, and they accept the disclaimer and all that stuff, right? I do. That is exactly one on the site at the moment. But in the future, you want subscription model and other stuff. That is a future thing. We will need to discuss later on, but the primary, we need to be focused on this thing to create a website, and on the website having these states, these details, right, and the data will come from the API key. Okay, that's your point. Okay, so at the moment, can you check your email? I just shared one design with you, right? So you see the design and see what do you think? Would you like to go with that, or do you have any other?
I don't see any. Thing in my email.
I just share with you. That's a trial for at the moment, but if you want to go with that, that's fine. Otherwise, you will share your idea, so I will go ahead with it. Right now, we use stock images and dummy text on the design. This is only just layout. So you need to focus on the layout. The design, the text, the pictures can be changeable. Don't worry about that. Everything is dummy at the moment.
So, yeah, I mean, so you're just looking for colors, layout, design, not necessarily any of the elements that are part of this design.
Yes, this is only just design, right? Because, did you open the design?
I did, yeah.
Alright, so let me explain you. The thing, stop bar, it's a, normally is a menu bar, as you know. Underneath having a banner image. So this image right now, you see the investment stock earning or something. This is a dummy text we use. And this picture is needs, this is a banner picture. And you can use this banner for the announcement as well. If you do some biggest announcement, so you can upload those announcements in this banner. So every visitor can see the banner first, and they can see the all the announcement. Right? And under the announcement, you see there is a ticker. Did you see that? Under the banner. Yeah, there's a ticker. Right now it's not movable because this is a picture, this is the layout. Once we will do
it. No, I get it. Yeah.
There's a ticker there. But underneath having a sign up or join, instant, or buy, sale, or something like that, right? This is, can be changeable if you want to write something else. This part is for to engage a customer towards your website or your services. Underneath having about, this is, right now is about our story. It's not like that, but about your company, what your why clients should, you know, whatever the thing you want to put there about related to the stock, related to the, any other thing, so you can put this thing. And now underneath, I think after the brief discussion, I don't think so you want this one, but it's up to you if you want to keep this section. Why choose stock and name? If you want, so you can keep it. This is a, you know, this is a only just placeholder. This is a heading, a picture, little small icon there, and a small description. That's it. This is also engaging a customer towards the website. Underneath, having about stock and name information with details and so on. More information and explore our services like pre-announce and other stuff. Our services, you are not providing any services at the moment, so we can remove this section. Underneath, you see the digital currency against fiat currency. This heading is dummy, it's totally dummy. But it will be changed into the post-announcement, for day two announcement or pre-announcement. Underneath, having a little description. And there would be the chart. Right now, there's a Bitcoin or DSC USD chart and the, you know, the chart and flow. Right now, it's not functional. You know, once we will integrate the API key, it will be the whatever the chart they offered, we will show right here. Underneath, having a, you know, cryptocurrency screener, it will be changed into the day two announcement. So day two announcement having all their chart according to the API. Underneath, having a pre and post announcement chart. So if you want to keep this picture, that's fine. Otherwise, I will remove this picture and keep the chart right here for the day of announcement or any other thing. And underneath, having a testimonials. If the clients is pre-satisfied from your website, from your information, from your information, so you can put or they can leave a review on here. So they can, you know, the other visitor can read out their reviews and they will extract them. If you want to keep this section, that's fine. Otherwise, I will remove that. And underneath, this is a get app. If in the future, if we will go for the mobile application or web app, web application, so this part will help you out to clients to get your mobile app or download your mobile app or other things. But right now, you don't have it, so I will remove that. And underneath, this is, you know, you can say your partners. These are logos for partners. Right now, it's a dummy logos here, Prime, Objective Partners, and so on, so on. So whatever you have partner, if you have a partner, so we can show them, show their icons here. If you don't have any partners for a moment, so no problem. I will remove this section. And at the end, it's a question. So what do you think? Yeah. It's completely out. Would you like to go with this layout? Do you really like it or not?
I mean, there are things that I like, and there's some stuff. I mean, it's like the, you know, the initial image. I mean, it takes up so much space that you don't really see any information. I mean, yes, there's the scrolling stock ticker, I guess, if you will, but the image itself, it's not really providing any information. I'm not sure I like the orange that well, just from a color palette perspective. I'm not a huge fan of that. And I'd like to get the information. I mean, the information is the important piece of this. And so, you know, it's pretty far down on the page at this point. I'd really like that to be more the highlight of this page. I mean, because people are just going to come here for information, right?
Gotcha. No problems. What I can do, I will go ahead and create another design for you according to the according to our discussion, right?
And there's no, you know, there's no instant trading. This isn't going to offer any trading. And there's no app, there's no partners.
So, do you want this banner at very top?
I mean, the banner at the top, I think, is good.
Okay, so what about the colors? Which color you would like to go with? What's your preferred?
I mean, I don't know. The orange just doesn't really, it's not attractive to me personally. I like blues, but I mean, I also want it to be contemporary, modern.
Okay, no problem. I do understand that. Let's do one thing. I will provide you another design. Okay. Right now, I roughly designed this for you because I didn't call you, and you know we don't have any discussion before, so that's why you and I on the not wasn't on the same page, right? So that's why it's happened. Problem. So now you and I on the same page, and I do understand that what you want exactly and what you're looking for, what your idea is and everything. So I will go ahead and create another design for you and provide all those information what you want on the site, right? And let's see what color I can use and which is most, you know, attractive for the client, right? And I will definitely get back to you on Friday with that design, and we will talk about
Okay.
that. So on Friday, what
Okay.
time will I call you then?
Oh, let me look here. Friday, I'm available just about any time it looks like. So I prefer after 1 o'clock Pacific.
That's great. So can you, after this call, can you provide me your username and password of what was that? aginglab.com,
Imaging
sorry.
lab, yeah, if I can find it, yeah.
Yeah, please. If you will provide me, that would be more, you know, benefit for us, right, to get API key and all that. So
Yeah.
I believe you will provide me after this call.
Yeah.
Anything
Okay.
else, Steven, from my end?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so let's do one thing. I will get back to you on Friday with another design, right? What you want, right? And we will go from there.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Okay.